If it's not obvious, the pandemic has impacted nearly every aspect of our lives, even the climate. That's the focus today of our weekly segment we call The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
Changes in global transportation have resulted in a massive decrease in carbon emissions that drive climate change. Less commuting, less leisure travel, less shipping. All of that means less greenhouse gases coming from tailpipes and jet engines. Some are hoping that this disruption will trigger longer-lasting lifestyle changes. The world's Anna Kussmer reports.
You might have heard of the flight shaming movement, or flyg scam, in Sweden, where it started. Here's one you might not have heard of.
It's smygflyga, sneak flying. When you fly somewhere and go on holiday, but you don't tell anyone.
Swedish singer-songwriter Stefan Lindberg is a proponent of the movement to fly less to cut carbon emissions. By last year, it had helped trigger a 9% drop in Swedish domestic flights. Air travel is down way more than that now. Airlines have cut up to 95% of their trips due to the pandemic. That means significantly lower greenhouse gas emissions. And Lindberg hopes it won't be a temporary change.
I think people will get used to not flying, and that's okay. I think this is a rehearsal, actually.
A rehearsal for living more sustainably. Even though social distancing rules aren't permanent, our reluctance to fly may outlast the pandemic. After 9/11, it took 3 years for flying to return to normal levels. And aviation isn't the only transportation sector being upended by the pandemic. It's also affecting international shipping, which is down 70% in some parts of the world. Amy Myers-Jaffe is an expert on energy and climate at the Council of Foreign Relations. She says the steep drop in manufacturing and trade from the virus has messed up complex supply chains.
For example, car industries in South Korea and Japan were affected by the Chinese manufacturing slowdown because there were component parts that were needed and the Chinese factories had to close.
Jaffe argues the pandemic will be a wake-up call for countries who will be encouraged to bring some manufacturing and agriculture closer to home.
This experience is going to show people that maybe it's not desirable to be buying foods from all around the world and shipping foods all around the world. Countries are going to feel worried.
Even before coronavirus, shipping had taken a hit because of tensions over tariffs and the U.S.-China trade war. Jaffe wonders whether the pandemic will be like putting oil on the fire. The pandemic has also drastically cut down on day-to-day travel as more of us are working from home. That plays into another growing trend of more remote work, says Prithviraj Chaudhuri at the Harvard Business School.
It could sort of like be that big catalyst that needed the economy to push itself towards remote work. This could be the real tectonic shift.
A 2018 global report found more than half of companies surveyed allowed some degree of remote work, up from previous years. Now, with the pandemic, just about every company that can has figured out how to make work from home work.
Since it's playing out across almost every country, it'll be much more global and people will see the benefits in a multitude of ways.
Across sectors, across the world, carbon emissions are down, 25% at the virus's peak in China, and big European polluters could see a similar drop. The pandemic may help some countries hit emissions targets under the Paris Agreement that seemed out of reach pre-COVID-19. The changes will mostly be short-lived, but like Chaudhuri, Gillian Annable from the University of Leeds says some behaviors might stick.
What this shows is that we can adapt, that there is a lot of travel that we do that is discretionary, and that we can pull it back.
We're shopping less frequently and generally sticking close to home, all things that would help us cut carbon emissions if they became long-term habits.
We need people to shop locally. We need people to do much more leisure locally. We need people to do online shopping and online working from home where they can.
Annabel hopes that the virus will change what's considered normal when it comes to how we move around. Back in Sweden, musician Staffan Lindberg has also been thinking about the new normal.
I have one song. It's in Swedish. I'm so sorry. Bär vi ut växthusgas med flygandet till vita stränder. På jorden tar vi tabernas.
The song is about how quickly the extraordinary becomes ordinary.
Och farsan är en gammal man och Donald Trump har blivit diktator.
If the pandemic has taught us anything, it's that what's normal can change dramatically and quickly for public health and maybe for the climate, too. For the world, I'm Anna Kussmer.
När det var nytt var det katastrofalt. Men bara tiden får gå och de som styr håller på blir det mänskligt och jävligt normalt. Tja, tja, tja.